that say you might want to.
Hey, RJ, I wish I would have been paying attention instead of writing motions yesterday, but I don't feel like that needs to be in government operations. I feel like that needs to be.
Well, it's in the session at this time for this day seven. Begin today with prayer. That would be Congressman Norris, sir. Render a morning prayer for us.
Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you again for this wonderful day you've given us. Father in heaven, I ask that you come in to this chamber, help us, guide us, making important decisions for our Osage people, our Osage nation. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you bless and protect our elderly and our children. Father in heaven, I also ask that you bless all of our men and women in uniform who serve around the world. Protect them from harm. Father in heaven, again, I ask your blessing and your guidance in helping our Congress make decisions for our nation. I ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. May I have roll call, please, for our presence?
Congresswoman Bucklehead. Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congresswoman Pratt. Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supernov.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Bethelhead.
Present.
Speaker Mason.
Present.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present. I declare we do have a quorum present. Thank you one and all for your presence. Going to the journal, we have two journals to approve today. Firstly, I'd like to have you review, look at the journal for fourth day, September 9th, for your consideration.
I just need a clarity. We have two documents, correct?
Yes, we were reviewing the legislative journal for the fourth day, September 9th, firstly.
I only have.
Look at the dates.
Oh. I have two sixth day journals.
What about this one?
I have the 9th and 12th.
Excuse me. Okay, I have a fourth day and 2 6th day. Okay, pardon me.
We're good, thank you.
Okay.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 3 on motion 2, subpoena number 1, August 2016.
Repeat that, please, so we can make sure that.
Page 3, number 1, under performance of the Education Division, that should be August 2015.
I copied and pasted this directly off the subpoena documents that were sent to me. I make a note.
My recollection is that Congresswoman Pratt raised her hand and said, you don't mean 2016, you mean 2015. And I said, that's right, 2015.
I will double check it, but I
because they're not going to have any evidence of the goals set out in the FY. They're not going to have any indication of their performance for a plan that hasn't happened yet. The FY16 division plan was not filed in August 2016.
We noticed that.
Well, I thought it, my recollection was that it was pointed out to me and changed, but maybe not.
Okay.
Right, so noted. Thank you. Congressman Walker.
I thought on Congresswoman Edwards' motion to subpoena that she added additional executive staff other than Mary Wildcat.
No. We did one for Mary Wildcat, Sam Alexander. I did one for Casey Johnson. I did do one, there should be Casey Johnson, Scott Johnson and Casey Johnson. Yes. Casey Johnson's at the end.
I see that. I just thought that there was, you added somebody to the subpoena regarding, that involved Mary Wildcat. Perhaps not.
Congresswoman Bufflehead.
Page 5, the clock, it says passed with 11 yeas and 0 nays.
Repeat, please.
Page 5, on September 9th, the motion to subpoena Mary Wildcat was seconded and passed with 11 yeas, 0 nays. We didn't have anyone absent, did we?
It's corrected, thank you.
Speaker.
Congressman Walker.
I left the meeting at 11 a.m., so any vote after that should reflect my absence.
The line right above.
That's right. Oh, is it? Okay.
It's corrected, thank you.
And there are some, the last two.
It stands at 11 yeas. Yes. And Mr. Walker.
And on page 9, there are two votes, or three, that show 12 yeas, 0 nays.
Are you going for the day, the rest of the day?
Yes.
So corrected, thank you. Congressman Walker.
Well, on page 9, it says that the Congress entered Committee of the Whole at 10:20 a.m. Should that probably be 11:20 a.m.? And then exited Committee of the Whole at 10:29?
Okay, repeat that, please.
Page 9.
Okay.
It would appear to me that that happened after a recess, and it's clearly after I left the meeting at 11 a.m. Exited Committee of the Whole, or went in at 10:20 and exited at 10:29. Okay.
It is corrected, thank you. Congressman Walker.
Motion to approve the journal from September 9th as amended.
And a second. Ms. Whitehorn.
Well, I'm just a little confused and need some help here. On page 9, there was a motion to recess made by Congresswoman Edwards until 1 p.m.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Has that been corrected?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
As we speak, thank you.
Okay.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept the journal for the fourth day. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Those opposed, say no. The journal is accepted. Now I'm going to ask you to please review the sixth day journal dated September 12th. please advise us if there's any corrections, additions, deletions. Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 3, under motion to enter, Chief Standing Bear has a closed parenthesis in his name.
Thank you. Corrected. Congresswoman Edwards.
Point of inquiry, when we write these letters to the treasurer or other people, do we get CC'd on them?
When we write letters to...
I was just reading, for example, the letters that we requested be written to the treasurer. Do we get CC'd on, do the members get CC'd on those letters?
I did not send those letters to all of Congress yesterday. They were delivered, and I have copies of them in communications, and if you would like a copy, I can forward those on.
Okay.
So answer your question, no.
Okay. I understand that.
Congressman Shaw.
Page 3, bottom fourth page of the motion to exit. My motion was to exit out of committee as a whole.
Thank you. It is corrected.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
And maybe the motion was different, but I just noticed it's difference. One, page 3, where it says response from Chief Standing Bear, and then at the bottom when it says response from the chief. Not consistent. I don't know that it amounts to anything, but I asked Ms. Whitehorn if that bothered her, and she said, yeah, it does. So.
We must not have it bothered you, so we will correct it. Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, Speaker. On page 4, I felt like that I wrote, and I know that I handed my motions, that on the commercial property fund motion, I felt like that I wrote that to include revenue deposited into the fund by property and expenditures out of the fund by property. Okay, thank you. previous request. But that's really not very self-explanatory.
Congresswoman Whitehall.
I have a point of inquiry. Once she reviews that and checks that motion to see if that language was in there, what would I need to do to correct that motion to make sure that it was explicit and say expenditure by property, because that's important to me?
I can look, and if it was on there, I will automatically add it into the journal. If not, it would have to be a new motion.
Tomorrow. Okay, thank you. The clerk would let me know, I'd appreciate it.
I'd like to acknowledge our counsel.
I believe it was in there. I think I sent out the letter yesterday with Speaker Mason's signature that had that language in there. So I think we may have just had two different versions of that journal, but I'll clarify.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure the letters have it on there.
I appreciate it, because it is important to me that that language is in there. Thank you.
Understood. Thank you. Any other additions, corrections, deletions to the journal as presented to you? Congressman Walker.
Motion to approve the journal of September 12th as amended.
Second.
And I have a second. Discussion, hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Journal is approved. Thank you. I would like to acknowledge at this time, my hat is off to our clerk, who has been multitasking for all of us in doing the journal and sending out notices and doing things. So if there is any typos or Scribner's errors, please be patient. She's doing the best she can in her position as clerk of the Congress to do many things for us. We got help as well. However, it is responsibility of the clerk, and she's doing, as we say, what she calls. She's doing her best for us. Thank you. Moving on to number four, reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report out? Seeing none. Number five, reports of standing committees. Are there any standing committees to report out? Seeing none, moving on to item six, introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions? Congressman Shaw.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and Assistant Chief. I'm introducing ONCA 16-110, an act to amend ONCA 1582 to provide a supplemental appropriation of grant funds to the Division of Land, Commerce, and Public Safety for fiscal year 2016 in the amount of $100,000 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Any other bills and or resolutions to present at this time? Hearing none, going to number seven, bills and resolutions on first reading. ONCA 16-108, Congresswoman Edwards, you have the floor.
ONCA 16-108 is an act to provide an appropriation in the amount of $75,000 for a grant donation to the City of Winona for maintenance and to establish an effective date. I received a phone call from Congressman Yek, who indicated that Winona was having some of the same kind of water problems that we see going on in the reservation, so thus this bill. Also, ONCA 16-109, an act to provide an appropriation in the amount of $25,000 for a grant donation to the Hula. Is that how you spell Hula? Water District for water treatment equipment and installation and to establish an alternate effective date. Again, I received a call backed up by a call from the Water Resources Board in Oklahoma City suggesting that Hula Water District is having some of the same kind of water facility problems we've seen within the reservation area, thus the sponsorship of this bill.
Okay, thank you. ONCA 16-108 is assigned to Government Ops, and ONCA 16-109 is assigned to GovOps. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to, for reassignment of those two bills to health, since it relates to, it's not our government, and it relates to health. So again, mostly because GovOps is way booked.
Motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Discussion to the motion. Congresswoman Edwards.
I would ask the chair if he feels that he can work these into the schedule. I think he has enough room. I might confirm that.
Okay, question is posed. Congressman Walker, you want to respond, please?
I don't have as much legislation as governmental operations does, so I could accommodate it easier than Ms. Buffalo Head could, I think.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion to the motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion of moving, reassigning ONCA 16108 and 16109 to health, those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Opposed say no, it is reassigned to health. Number 7, General Order Day 1, amendments may be proposed. ONCA 1673, an act to authorize and appropriate $250,000 to the Burial Assistance Fund from fiscal year 2017 revenue and to establish an alternate effective date, sponsored by Congresswoman Buffalo Head. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, ONCA 1673 is advanced to third reading after engrossment. Leading us to number 8, motions or notices. Are there any motions and or notices at this time? Congresswoman Edwards.
The Education Committee is meeting from 1:30 to 3 today.
Thank you. Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Government Ops is immediately following the session.
Thank you. Congressman Shaw.
The Appropriations Committee is canceling our 2 to 3:30 meeting and changing from 12:30 to 1:30 today in an effort to avoid concurrent committee meetings so that the congressional staff can support two meetings and all members can attend each meeting, not have to do with one or two absences. So the speaker has approved that. So 12:30, and I've notified the executive.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Pratt.
Well, obviously, cultural committee meeting canceled today, 12:30 to 1:30.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Edwards.
I just wanted to ask the Chair of Appropriations, are you not going to take that last half hour, just recess and take that last half hour in the afternoon?
I was not going to recess and come back for 30 minutes. I thought that would be not good time spent. There's certainly other ways to deal with an extra half hour. Perhaps we could still communicate about that.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Any other motions or notices? Congressman Supernov.
Commerce has a meeting today from 3:30 to 5, Congresswoman Whitehorn has a bill that's focusing on an area of the Constitution that's gone unknown or ignored or unnoticed for 10 years. And I think it's going to be of major importance to the Congress, especially during this session. I encourage everyone to attend that meeting.
Okay, thank you, sir. Congresswoman Edwards.
I move the Congress to request the speaker and second speaker copy all members on correspondence sent on behalf of Congress.
Second. And to have a second. Discussion to the motion. Congresswoman Edwards.
Just a housekeeping matter that if you CCS on all this, on the correspondence, then we don't have to come back and ask you, did it get sent? When did it get sent? What does it say? That way we'll just have it.
Any other discussions? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Those opposed say no. The yeses have it. We will copy you. And I have a couple of notices here. Oh, I'm sorry. Congresswoman Whitemore.
I'm curious to know from the speaker and maybe some of the committee chairs. I realize that we've been having to cancel some committee meetings because we don't have, or the chairs don't feel like they have enough documentation to cover the appropriation bills that are in them. I know that I have three pieces of legislation that aren't appropriations, and I was just curious how, if we're just going to wait till the end to visit those legislative bills, even though we aren't able to move forward on budgets, or are we planning on going ahead and visiting some legislative bills while we're waiting on some documentation? I just need a little bit of clarity and guidance. I hate to think we're going to get down to the last 3 days and some of our legislative matters that are have been filed are not dealt with because we're in a holding pattern right now. So okay. I was needing some guidance from the speaker and maybe committee chairs if they have some information.
Let me allow any of the committee chairs firstly to make comment to that. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to go into the committee of the whole to discuss the issues that you raised.
Second.
I have a second. Discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor going into a committee as a whole for discussion regards concern from Congresswoman Whitehorn, say yes.
Yes.
Those opposed? The yeses have it. We are in a committee as a whole. Congresswoman Edwards.
The Education Committee has put the plans of the Education Division going through the foundation bill. The law doesn't say based on when somebody else gets you something that you might want. I mean, we have to work with what we have, and I've heard the Chair of Appropriations say that. You've got the resources that you have to make decisions, and if you don't get what you need, then you've got to work with what you've got. So that's what we're doing.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Walker.
I couldn't agree more. That's what I plan to do with health.
Okay, thank you. Any other chairs? Congresswoman Buffalohead.
Well, the way that it turned out for government ops, you know, I had set my meetings probably a month before we even got into session, and I set my agendas probably, I don't know, last week, as soon as everything got assigned to GovOps. It basically was on an agenda. So the way it worked out for GovOps is the only budget that I actually had scheduled for today and tomorrow was the chief's budget. So that's going to be postponed. But I have Osage News, Judicial, and the legislative budgets all scheduled for this week. And according to Assistant Principal Chief yesterday, it was going to be kind of later in the day on Wednesday when they would have time to talk to their legal counsel. So I'm hoping that by next week we will at least have some more clarity from that side if they're going to provide documents, and then I'm just going to kind of play that. I'm waiting, I guess, to look at the government operations budgets from executive side probably till next week. But they are still going to come before all legislation that doesn't have an appropriation attached to it.
Okay, thank you.
Isn't a budget.
All right, acknowledging Congresswoman Edwards and then Congresswoman Pratt.
Well, our rules say that this appropriation legislation takes priority. And in order to honor that, I think you have to start working on them now. I don't know what members of the executive staff talking to legal counsel has to do with working these budgets. I mean, either the documents come or the documents don't. And they were due July 15th. So I would like for us to really, as a group, make a decision that we're going to keep moving, and we're not going to say, well, because we don't, and this happened, because we don't have the information from the comptroller, or we don't have the information from the department head, or we don't have the information from so-and-so, we're at a standstill. These are, this is our responsibility, folks. And it's our responsibility to do the best job we can to appropriate money to the three branches. If one or two branches, or even our branch, doesn't want to give the body enough information to support what they're proposing, then don't put it in there, because there is no support for it. But we have to provide sufficient funding for operations. And I think based on a historical pattern, we can look and see what that sufficient funding is. Special projects, special events, those kinds of things, those need support. And if we don't have the support for them, then don't put them in there.
Thank you, Congresswoman Pratt, and then Congressman Shaw.
to answer your question, for now, the Cultural Committee, majority of the committee does feel that they don't have enough documentation right now. There's been, they can't talk to us, they can talk to us, they're back to, we can't, they can't talk to us, so we have decided to give them the time, as Congresswoman Buffalo had said in her case, to decide whether they can go back to talking to us again. And but we have looked over the program plans for, we've been discussing individually, looking over the budgets, what we could decipher from it, and so we're going to give it a couple of days and go from there, but proceed from there the best that we can.
Congressman Shaw, and then Congresswoman Edwards.
For those committees or Congress members that have been posed with this question, you know, is it worthwhile to start on part of the budget, or do we have absolutely nothing? Can we do nothing worthwhile without these budget report sheets or without program representatives? We do have some information available, and it's significant. Not the full information we're used to, but to say that without the full information we cannot do a job at all would be an overstatement. I support and voted for the subpoenas that were issued, including the congressional budget or congressional report form that was sent out that we still look forward to receiving. But the information we still have with which to review budgets without the requested information is still the financials for those programs from the previous year. We still have some program budgets we received on August the 26th, and you may say, well, they were superseded by a division budget sent on the 1st. I maintain that you can still use those numbers if you choose to, regardless of what was changed on September 1st. That still gives you a snapshot as of August 26th, what was planned and requested by the executive department on individual programs. And some of those programs within these division budgets are grant programs with little or no salaries and wages issues that you can still look at and review in committee. So I believe there's still work that could be done rather than postpone the entire thing until more information is available. So I ask the congressional members on these committees to look at using the information you have. And if you get to the point you just can't go any further, then move on, because some of them have, what, 12 programs or departments in there? And really make sure that none of them can be looked at to try to do some pre-work on it before you get to the final stage.
Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards.
What date do these bills need to be out of committee in order to work through the floor process and veto the chief in time for a veto override?
I believe we noted yesterday it would be the 26th on our regular day, and otherwise we're going into extra session. I believe it's going to be the 30th.
That's the day it has to be reported out of the committee?
It needs to leave here on the 26th.
So if you subtract 3-day process for reading it out and putting it on general order day one and putting it on over day two and putting it on general order day three, add 4 more days to that, those bills have to be out of committee by the 21st, right? Or before. I mean, we need to get that day. So I mean, what formal communication do we have from the executive branch that says we're coming will be there on this day, if any. So a phone call or an aside conversation that says, hey, you know, we're gonna figure this out next Wednesday or Thursday, I wouldn't rely on that. I mean, I have subpoenas that are issued that have a date of September 20th, which is the earliest I could get the information. But that still only is gonna give our committee one day to look at that and get that stuff out. If it doesn't come, then it doesn't come. But I do not believe that it's, that Congress can abdicate their responsibility to pass a budget just because they think they're gonna get some information that they don't have.
Congressman Shaw.
Well, we lost valuable time the first 5 days of this session. I'm not saying we didn't get anything done, but we lost a lot of time to get the usual rapid start on general appropriation budgets. And we still are pretty much stalled, although we're talking today about trying to get started on what we can get started on. But this is Tuesday, this is still 5 days we've been in session. And usually the last week of the session, with these deadlines in mind, we're moving quickly, we're trying to take a shortcut here and there. If we feel like we can stomach it, there's motions to suspend the rules. And I think if we're going to avoid that, we should start resigning ourselves to needing some extra days at the end. And I think it's going to be near impossible to get it done by those dates. I won't say that I won't try, but I, at some point you're going to have to say, this is one of those sessions. It's going to take an extra 3 days or whatever is allowed, that extra week. And short of that, I just don't know if we can do the quality job that I've heard all the members of Congress say they want to do.
Congresswoman Edwards.
What is the reason we didn't get started on day one? Can I direct that to anybody that can answer? What's the reason we didn't get started with all the information we desired on day one?
Could you address that to somebody to respond to you?
I'll respond. Okay. Because the executive branch didn't send us the information. I mean, this is as if we are being blamed for not getting underway. And the fact of the matter is, we don't. We have to get underway. And if we don't have everything we want because the executive branch didn't send it, this goes back to, what are the consequences of not performing? Not performing? I mean, this branch has to do its duties. We have to do what we can do. We pass the annual budget. That's what we do. And I agree, the Treasury hasn't cooperated. We can't decipher their financials in some instances, and there's no one here. I've asked the Treasurer to come over today. Usually we have the Treasurer at all the appropriations meetings. That hasn't happened. The comptroller has been to some, but not all, and hasn't had the answers. The director of operations hasn't been here. The chief of staff hasn't been here. The directors haven't been here. That is not our fault. And so, as a consequence, if there's less money that gets passed out this year than in years past because we have to rely on previous years' appropriations, then so be it. That's the real world.
Congressman Shaw, and then Congressman
White. One more comment, Speaker, and I'm not really seeking to blame the Congress. I think we've been loath to have to accept this reduced information budget processing that was thrust upon us, and I think that's what stalled us. I think with a little more acceptance, we could move, but it's a bitter pill to swallow for most of us, and that's what I've heard on previous Committee of the Whole discussions. But the reality is that unless we're going to stall this process for a month or something, then it's time to get started and get some budgets passed or prepared to pass or do all the possible work you feel like you can, so that we're poised to go to work as soon as we get additional information. And I guess ultimately you're going to have to decide, can I, in all good conscience, pass out a budget if I don't get this information towards the end of the regularly scheduled session? That ultimately is going to be a question that each committee is going to have to answer, because it could be next month before some of that subpoenaed information comes, if it comes. And we have to accept that too. And we're trying, we're looking at deadlines at the end of this month.
Going back to Congresswoman Whitehorn, that's why we're in session. You had a concern?
Thank you, committee chairs. I appreciate this discussion. It kind of lets me know what we're thinking of and how this is going to work. I do want to make one point, though, about the information that we do have to work with. Congresswoman Edwards made the point that it's difficult to understand the financials. I find it difficult to understand, too, because the documents that we have available to us to work off of were last year's budgets and the expenditure and revenue statements, and those totals don't match anymore. That what we appropriated in FY16, the total appropriation, in some cases, the totals on the expenditure and revenue sheet and the totals on the budget that got passed out aren't the same number anymore. So, and we're finding, like in a revenue and expenditure and revenue sheet, that they've taken in excess of or close to $200,000 out of one line and applied it somewhere else. So it just makes it difficult to budget when you don't know what's happened on the in-between and the execution of it. So that's why I think information is important for us to be able to track our data. I'm willing to move on as best we can, but I'm hoping the committee chairs are going to be coming to the table with all of these documents before. If that's all we're going to have to work off of, then I'm hoping the committee chairs will provide expenditure and revenue statements, last year's budgets, this year's requests, so we can try to decipher and do the best job we can. Thank you.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I don't think our Constitution contemplates that one branch of government gets held hostage by another in the budgetary world.
Branch government.
So, I think there's a treasury bill that requires that the treasurer answer to the Congress on financial information. I think all this information can come through the treasury, and I think we should be asking the treasurer, which is why I subpoenaed the treasurer, but I would have preferred to just ask the treasurer to attend meetings, and I did ask him to attend today, but maybe we need to ask him to attend all committee meetings and provide us with this financial information. That doesn't come from the executive staff or the directors. It comes from the treasury. So let's get the treasurer and the treasury over here and sort through this. And I'm going back again. If the executive's administration doesn't want to give us that information, let's get it where we know we can get it and move forward.
Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Ms. Speaker. I think what bothers a lot of the members here on Congress was the way that bomb was dropped on us. Where right before the session began, we got the information that the way we were going to do the budget process had drastically changed, and we were no longer going to be given a lot of the information we had in the past, and also not being able to discuss the budgets one by one with the directors of those budgets. So I just think if we would have had a little notice prior to when we received word that that was the new way of the budget process, I think it would have been a lot better for us to adjust and accept it.
Yeah, I'd like to go ahead, Ms. Edwards.
Well, whose budget process? Is it ours or theirs? I think it's our budget process.
Well, it hasn't drastically changed.
No, as far as I know, our budget process hasn't changed at all. We're just not, we don't have cooperation anymore. For what reason, I have no idea.
We've been sharing some opinions here in our various sessions that we open up the floor. I would like to go ahead and make a statement for all of you. You could be up here as a speaker, long I was sitting out there and we had another. Way it goes the past 10 years. Yes, we have something to do here as 12 members of the Congress, as we are elected here to do our due diligence, to explore, to discover, and to find those kind of answers that we need to make a decision. That's why people put us here. This is what I believe, to do our due diligence. When it comes to dollars and cents, I want to share something. I looked it up in our Constitution. There's a book right over there. It's Article 7 under Executive, Section 13. It's the last sentence in that particular paragraph, and it says this: the treasurer shall accept, receipt for, keep and safeguard all tribal funds as directed by Congress.
Yes.
And shall maintain and provide an accurate record of such tribal funds. Period. Amen. That's in the Constitution. That we as a Congress can communicate with our treasurer, and we've had several, but we have a gentleman in there now that is relatively new. Perhaps again to ask and have him come, because he indeed is, to me, our contact person, the treasurer, even though he's appointed by the executive and remains there. But I'll read this again. You can look it up. Section 13. The treasurer shall accept, receipt for, keep, and safeguard all tribal funds as directed by Congress, and shall maintain and provide an accurate record of such tribal funds. That's for us and for the people. He's the treasurer of the Osage Nation, very key person that has those kinds of dollars and cents that we think we might need. And to all of the chairs here, I concur with you and your efforts as you sitting as chairs of these committees to guide your committees forward. I'm one that I don't like to have to be stagnant in any matter. We don't have the time. We have 24 days in this Congress, and that's not a whole lot of time to go through and make a decision that we have to do in regards to the future FY17. That is the services to our people, all of those related dollars and cents that we all look at and that we're all challenge to do. We love our people, and I know that everyone up here on the hill does. But over here in our house, right now, we 12, what we say, what we do, is our business here that makes things happen for our nation. We do it the best we can. There's checks and balances in this Constitution. Chief over there, he can veto what we send over there. That's his role. Come back over here, we can override a veto. We agree, we disagree. We do this all the time. And this is not monumental, but is something that we're dealing with on our watch. This is our watch as Congress, to get through this challenging time and to do so with what we have. But as it says in the Constitution as well, is that the priority of this session is to get out an appropriation authorization of dollars and cents for FY17 for this nation. So I concur with all of you here and all of you members that are not Congress, as chairs. You sit here in these committees. You sit here hours and hours taking care and thinking about what we're going to do, what we're going to, you know. I think what we're going to do is already in your minds and in your hearts of what we got to do. When and how we do it is again on our watch. Thank you. Any other comments? Otherwise, I
move to come out of the committee of the whole.
Thank you.
Second.
And a second. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 We are out of committee as a whole. Any other motions or notices? Of which I do have some to share with you. We have some names of appointees to consider later on, and I'm going to assign these names, and you'll get their information. You can choose to interview them and then report out as you wish. Firstly is for the treasurer, Mr. Samuel Alexander. I'm signing that to appropriations for your consideration of Mr. Alexander. Susan Phillips from the Gaming Enterprise Board. I'm going to assign that to Commerce. So, Mr. Supernaw, you can contact her or however you wish. You'll get her paperwork to explore. Next is the War Memorial Commission. I'm assigning that to the Cultural Committee, and they will review Mr. Franklin McKinley, Richard Purrier, John Henry Machacache, Francis Williams, and Richard Luttrell, those who have been appointed. And I don't know if that's in our, that's a relatively new commission, so please take that. Congressman Pratt, I think we talked about that earlier, that you can consider them. Next, I have, and sent on an email, I received a letter dated August the 24th from Mr. Sims. And I'll say right up front, I misplaced it. It's somewhere in my stack of papers. But I found it again because I was reminded, have I done this? And I have not, so I'm going to do it today. And it's on your email. It's, in essence, to have our OFPR audit and project financials on a monthly basis and coordinate these audits through the Osage Nation Gaming Commission. And it's stated as such from Mark Sims to all of us as the Congress to approve or release OFPR to do some additional work with the casino. And I wanted to share that with you. The OFPR and Mr. Corbin are directly under the speaker for the speaker's assignments, but the letter is addressed to the whole Congress, so I'm bringing that out here to you. Is there anyone who is not aware of that communication that was on your email? If not, well, I'll just say this for another day and bring this up so you can review it. Congresswoman Edwards, have a question.
Yes, do you feel that the law, as it's written, provides enough delegation to you to undertake this, or would you like a motion from the Congress authorizing it?
I prefer a motion from the Congress as it's addressed to the Congress. However, I feel that as a speaker, whoever says he's a speaker, can assign him to go ahead and do that. And I have talked to Mr. Corbin about that. I was concerned about the time element, how much time it's going to take from his other kinds of things that he does in OFPR. He said, would not take any more additional time, wouldn't hurt him any, and he could do it. So I'll leave that with you. Councilman Edwards.
Move to authorize the OFPR to work directly with the Gaming Enterprise and Gaming Enterprise Board on auditing the building of the Osage Tulsa Casino and Hotel.
Second.
Okay, I have a second. That would be in this, yes. I have a second. Discussion? Hearing none. Those in discussion, Congressman Shaw.
Let me just ask a question. Do we have policies that describe the OFPR's current frequency of auditing, such to where this would represent a change or amendment to an
OFPR is to present an annual report to Congress.
Okay.
Well, we just haven't scheduled it.
Okay.
Congressman Edwards.
No, I just handed that over to.
Okay, thank you. We have any other discussion to the motion? Hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Those opposed say no. Okay, thank you. I'll respond to that. I have no more.
Give me a little white flag.
Any other motions or notices?
Now you know how you felt when you were speaker.
It's hard to see this person here when you're speaker.
Hearing none. Speaker would entertain motion for a date and time for our next meeting before we go into adjournment. Congressman Shaw.
Motion to adjourn till 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay. Motion been made and seconded.
Second.
Those in favor say yes.
Yes.
We are adjourned till 10 o'clock tomorrow.